Sister Spade here, don't touch that dial. There are two aspects when thinking that a reformer is going to come and heal and solve the problems of the world. These two aspects have directly to do with the people who will be helping that reformer. These can be broken down into thinking of a scale. On one side is the pacifist, and on the other side is the activist. Well, everybody loves to talk about the activist, right? I mean, activism is the buzzword today. There's activism this and activism that, but today we're going to talk about the pacifist. The pacifist is one who believes that there is a reformer to come who will solve the problems and give him his freedom too. However, he's not actually willing to activate himself towards the cause. I mean, it's okay by the pacifist if other people work towards a cause. He has no problem with that. But he himself, he likes to build his life here and maybe talk about the return and maybe think about it. But there's not too much activity going on there. And that's why they're called the pacifists. When the pacifist sees the suffering in the world, the poverty, the innovations in Dean, the enemies who try to bring morality to its knees, and the corrupt rulers and governments who perpetuate human slavery and suffering and poverty. And so the pacifist will throw his hands up in the air and say, when will this suffering end? We need a savior. When will the Imam reappear? The pacifist may actually recite his du'as regularly for the reappearance of the Imam. But unfortunately, that will be the end of the road. He doesn't actually actively do anything. The pacifist is caught in this deception that he is outwardly working towards the reappearance and towards the Zuhur. However, that outward activity is not reaching his soul. And so he's not driven towards meeting the Imam. So the pacifist, he actually deceives himself because he clings to the outward aspects of the religion, such as du'as and prayers. But in reality, unfortunately, these du'as and activities that he's involved in have not reached the point where they can actually influence his transformation and bring about the true actions that are inspired by the soul, which is what the return of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, really necessitates. This lack of soul connection to his activities causes a despair, hopelessness, and helplessness instead of what the reappearance should create within us, which is hopefulness and faith and light. So let's not be a pacifist, eh? Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.